Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is my baby. This is my home away from home on the radio. In 2003, I built this amazing coffee shop in Flavor, Flavorville in Seattle, Washington. And, you know, that's where my love for the arts started. That's where, you know, this passion just started brewing inside of me. And I was sitting here today just thinking about that, you know, how much I really, really love doing what I do. So I welcome you to come join me today. I hope you are in your comfy chair, you know, just relaxing with your favorite beverage and snack and ready to take in some amazing tunes from a variety of underground independent artists that are members of the Flavor News movement. And I hope that you will even call in and, you know, promote yourself and tell us a bit about yourself and who you are, what you do, and where we can find out more about you or purchase your products. I'm going to start out today's show with a track by a beautiful, beautiful soul that's going to be my featured guest on the leopard carpet on Thursday the 12th. Her name is Patrice Covington out of New Jersey, and I'm going to play her piece, I Wanna Be.
Yeah.
That was the beautiful and very, very talented Patrice Covington out of New Jersey with her piece, I Wanna Be. And again, she is going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me on January 12th at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. So be sure to tune in and get to know this beautiful lady and hear her story, all the projects she's got going on, the accomplishments she has had to her new project coming out in 2012. Again, you are listening to Flava Coffeehouse Online Radio Style, and I really do open up the phone lines for you to call in and tell us about yourself, your projects, your product. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, you know how I do it. I play just some amazing, amazing Flava from a variety of artists. I want to play a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine. I have so much love and respect for him, and he is going to be my featured guest on the Leopard Carpet on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is Stephen Jerome Ferguson of SJF Music, and I'm going to play his piece called Rub It Like That. That beautiful piece is by Stephen Jerome Ferguson out of Kansas. That piece is called Rub It Like That, and Stephen is the CEO of SJF Music. He will be stepping onto the Leopard Carpet with me on January 17th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, giving us an update of the projects taking place with SJF Music and, you know, what to expect in 2012. And, you know, he's just got a lot of wisdom to share. And he's so willing to share. You know, he's been in this game for a minute or two. And, you know, I kind of in my own way consider him an elder. And from time to time you'll hear me use that title and reference, because I think that there are some people in this world that just have a sense about them that you just want to sit in and listen and grow and learn, you know, from the stories that they have to tell. And Stephen Jerome Ferguson is one of those. So again, I want to welcome everybody to Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. If you know me, you know on the weekends I'm here at my job at Friends of Youth, and I'm blessed to be able to do my radio shows and be Lady Flava over here. But unfortunately, I'm not able to open up the chat room, or at least to where I can see it. So if I try to open it up, I don't know if there's anybody in the chat room, but please know that I'm not ignoring you if you are there. I do open up the phone lines, would love to hear from you and, you know, hear about your projects and products and where we can find out more about you on the internet. It doesn't matter what your genre of art is or what style of art it is. You know, this Flava Coffee House is just open for any type of artist of any art form from any genre. We'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Now I'm really going to take you over into left field. I've known this artist for a while, and actually he performed at my 50th birthday party with two other gentlemen. He's really, really, you know, been wanting me to, you know, help support who he is and what he does. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I had a struggle because he has a style that is just it's different, and I didn't know how to market it. I didn't know how to just really fit it into what it is that I do. I don't know anybody else who has a sound like his. It's definitely unique, you know, but I so respect him as a man and as a person. I respect his the work that he puts into promoting. He's toned it down a little bit. And I'm waiting for him to actually send me some tracks, because there are some tracks I definitely will play on Flava News Radio. He goes by the name of Vox, and this particular track is called Sympathetic.
See, the whole world knows me as a demon. But when I'm with you, girl, it makes everything even. Something personal for you. Yeah. What? Why? Up to you now if you just want it. I wanted to settle down and get this life straight, but I'm the one I hear now. I might be a little late. It's the lifestyle I lead as a musician. It chose me, I didn't. That's the position. I gotta make this all I gotta make, cause it's the last chance I got. Now it's the only chance I gotta take. If I pass this up, baby, it would be so wrong. I could be old and lonely singing the same songs, sad and lonely, hurting inside, wishing what I coulda did, feeling like someone died. Never having the things in life I wish for, because I work so hard to bump stereos. And there's one other thing I do understand. I know it's not easy being in love with this man, cause so many tears wondering. I'm gonna bust the last subject on the table. Let's trust, see my peace, like the way that I be doing these things. I make the beats, I bring the heat, I make the hood sing. You know I gotta do what gets you all hot. I gotta keep what's hot, I gotta keep doing drops, 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 the heat that rocks the spot. I keep it moving all, now feel me. You know I'm like magma, boiling than lava rock. And like my boys have to say, we got it on lock. Yo, I do it for the shows, it's all a pleasure. You call me Indiana Jones, digging you the treasure. I won't stop until I drop dead gone, baby. Until then, my sympathy, yo, it stays crazy. Been in this game. I know you get lonely sometimes, but I can't change. Everything I'm doing is to be next to your pretty brown eyes. It's gonna take some time, some hard work, and some effort, but I'm willing to work. What?
That's the artist known as Vox with his piece Sympathetic. Vox is out of Tacoma, Washington, and his record label is Lynx Records. So I look forward to receiving some more of his tracks and being able to share them with you and giving you a taste of his flavor. It's something different, isn't it? So anyway, there's so much I could say about Vox, and honestly, I had him on as a featured guest on the Leopard Carpet this past year, and I really, really enjoyed having him on the Leopard Carpet. He has an interesting story, and he's not new to the game. He's been around for a minute, but again, he's a great person, and he's got a great, great hustle, and Lynx Records works really, really hard for the artists that they sign, and again, Vox is just one of them. So, is there anybody that wants to call in and chop it up with me for a minute? I'm not sure if anybody's in the chat room. Hello to everybody if you are. I want to thank those that are tuning in and listening to the show live today and those that even come back and check out the archives. The archives numbers have really, really grown for the shows leaving out of 2011 going into this year. Also, the numbers on my website have really, really jumped. And I really appreciate that. That's one of the things that I'm going to push for this year is numbers, because numbers are going to really help me with some of the projects I have going on behind the scenes. And numbers are going to help with some of the sponsorships when it comes to making those things become a reality. So, you know, go over there, check out newsletter. I've got a newsletter up. I realized today that there were some people in my newsletter that didn't even click my link that I don't even think that they knew that I put them in my newsletter until today. So, but you know what? It's all good. Now they know. Go check out Alvin Lloyd, Alexander Horn. He's been the featured in the spotlight on my website. I'm about to pick somebody else to replace him. I've been a little bit lazy about changing that particular page, but you know I need to do that. So I'm going to search through the members of the Flava News Movement and see who's got some interesting information and promotional tools out there that I can push out and introduce you to them. And what else do I got going on? I've got the Flava Full Classifieds, and that's got, you know, different advertisements from different members of the movement. You know, there's some great products out there, and from books to CDs to, you know, even some of the artists have small businesses and online businesses. So you might check out some of that information. That basically that right at this point is health and wellness. There's different providers that provide services that are on there. So check out the Flavorful Classifieds. And, you know, just go over and check out my website. You know, I'm very much grassroots, but I'll be honest with you, I'm really, really noticing that what I do is really effective, and people are paying attention. 2011 ended really, really well for me. And this first week of 2012 is so exciting. So many great things are going on. I scheduled 5 features from some amazing, amazing talents. In February, we're going to have the SJF music team on and talking about their product and project that's coming out in that month, and just a lot of exciting things. Monica Monet is going to be coming to the Pacific Northwest with her The Love, The Hurt, The Rebirth tour, which I'm sponsoring. And so, you know, just stay tuned. You know, there's so much more to this than just having your tracks played on Flava News Radio. And it's not just about supporting musical talents or spoken word talents. I support all artists of all genres. If you connect with me and we are a fit, you know, I definitely want to invite you to be a part of it. Also, go check out my reviews page on my website. I just did a review on Lamont Carey's book, The Heel, which is his first novel, and then I have a review up for the Christopher Fields Project, one of the best spoken word CDs that I have heard in the years I've been dealing with spoken word artists. So go check out those reviews and check out the products from those two gentlemen. So let me see, where do I want to go? You know what? I'm going to play my girl, well, Barry Jordan, and this is one of my favorite songs. This is her signature song. She is working on getting the funds together to produce a video to this particular song. This is Sunflower in My Garden by Well, Barry Jordan.
Hello, pretty yellow flowers of the sun. So nice to see you when I rise. When I look outside my window, I behold Mother Nature's grand design. There's a festival of color blazing in the morning sunshine. But the sight that brings me so much joy and puts a smile on my face is the golden yellow petals of my favorite bloom as it crowns this sacred space. Sunflowers in my garden follow the path of the sun. Sunflowers in my garden follow the path of the sun. It's amazing that something so beautiful begins as a simple seed. And the very thing designed to make it grow reflects the thing that it would be. To wake each day and bathe within the solar flower's golden ray. As creation sets before your very eyes, this flower sees the sun along its way.
Sunflowers in my garden follow the path of the sun. Sunflowers in my garden follow the path of the sun.
Hello, pretty yellow flowers of the sun. So nice to see you when I rise. Hello, pretty yellow flowers of the sun. So nice to see you. perfect way to begin the day. Beautiful golden sunflowers on display, planted in the garden, born on solar winds, turns itself toward the sun as the day begins. What a perfect way to begin the day. Beautiful golden sunflowers on display, planted in the garden, born on solar winds, turns itself toward the sun as the day begins.
That's Wilberry Jordan out of California with her signature piece, Sunflower in My Garden. Wilberry just returned from New York just a matter of days ago, and again, she's working on getting the means together to put a video together of this particular track. I know it's going to be absolutely amazing when she's able to do that, and she's promised to contact me so I can schedule her to step onto the leopard carpet with me sometime in the very, very near future. She's an amazing soul. I had her on as a featured guest this past year on the All Media Artist Show, and I just really, really love her spirit. I love her sound. That particular track, I want to say she said it was like a 15-piece orchestra, live orchestra that played with her on that particular track. Just really, really a beautiful, beautiful woman. Now I'm going to take you out to the East Coast. This man has a very interesting, interesting style about how he puts music together. I met him off of Jazzin' Up with Cress O'Neill, who's just a big, big supporter of the jazz scene out there. She's had some amazing talents, and so I reached out to him from there. He plays some really interesting, like, indigenous instruments. He puts out videos all the time. You can see them because he'll post them on my wall on Facebook and everything. Just really, really interesting. So let's see, what piece do I want to introduce you to? I think I am going to play A Distant View by Michael Pollard.
Thank you.
Michael Pollard out of Washington, D.C., with his piece, A Distant View. And again, he has an interesting ear and capability of bringing all these different sounds together and making a home for them and making them a family. I will definitely make sure that I share Michael's videos, because he does one at least once a week or very frequently, where you can see him actually playing the different instruments and everything. It's just so interesting to me, and I think that's why I'm drawn to him, because there's just nobody like him that I have come across, and it's unique. It's something just you can tell that is so him. You can feel the passion in what he creates, and I have much respect for it. Well, is anybody who's on the line going to raise their hand and come on the line and talk to me, or is there anybody out there listening live that would like to, you know, let me know who they are and what they do? The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'm the artist cheerleader. I'm ready to have you borrow my leopard pom-poms and wave them for yourself. You know, I think it's important for artists to get comfortable in talking about who they are and what they do. People aren't just going to all of a sudden pop up at your door and know that you're an artist. So I think that it's something, you know, that this is a good step. Good step. Come on the line with me and, you know, let's hear, you know, who you are and what you are doing. Or, you know, I'm always up for my regular family members who always come through and support me to raise their hands also or call in. I'm going to keep you out in the Washington, D.C. area. You heard me mention earlier about Christopher Fields. Again, he's an amazing spoken word artist, and he's a kind man, a very thought-provoking, kind man. I've probably known him, maybe since 2007 when he and April Sims did a Blog Talk Radio show together. But I was just thrilled to have him mail me a copy of this particular CD and to be asked to do a review on it. So I am going to play his piece called Some Among You.
Some among you conspire on theories because you fear me, even though my God is your God, and your God is my God, only we don't pray the same. Muslims say that all praise is due to Allah, and Christians believe that Jesus died for their sins, so they pray in his name. But if your religion means peace, and if your God is love, then why do you have a closed mind? And if you could see me with open eyes, then maybe we could change our condition. I am a man on a mission, with the understanding that two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. So I've declared a spiritual war to overthrow the corrupt government of your mind, the ruler that keeps you from me, which keeps us from being free. Two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. A man can never be free with an enslaved mind. Some among you. Some among you conspire on theories because you fear me. But even as you reign, I can still see clearly. You try not to acknowledge me. A bunch of theological slaves trying to abolish me. And even those that have never been to school have their master's degree in quotology, using pretty words to paint distorted pictures, afraid to explore the depths of scripture. But if you can't leave the shallow end of the pond, how can your word become bond? And tell me how you could possibly love a God that you have never seen, yet reject your brother that you see daily. You claim that you have faith, but you don't know nothing about birthing no baby. Jesus, false doctrines are spreading like venereal diseases. We need to send every denomination to the Free Your Mind Clinic for a spiritual checkup. Your minds are so far gone, you can't even tell that you've been set up. You've been bamboozled, run amok, and led astray. Scripture is being fulfilled today, but you are blind to the fact because your pastor has you focusing on yesterday. You are flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood, bone of my bone. How can you claim that you love everybody when you don't even love your own? You are too dim to find light on the sun. And what's the point of having faith if it makes you blind, deaf, and dumb? You are mental midgets, spiritual dwarves, using fallen stars to plot your course. You claim that he died for you, but you won't let him rise in you. So do you really have a connection? After all, the man in the book had hair like lamb's wool and a much darker complexion than the images that you accept and project of him. Some among you. Some among you conspire on theories because you fear me. So I fall asleep screaming, and I wake up dreaming that we are one. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, lacking schisms, and my way is the only way. Isms, no mental prisons. Capitalism has become your religion, so you crawl on your knees with your hat in your hand. But in the grand scheme of things, I know where I stand. If my God is your God, and if your God is my God, then why are we so many and hopeless as a penny with a hole in it? Your mind is shackled in a body with no soul in it. Congregations of the living dead, complicit from the pews to the pulpit, refusing to hear this. But you must invoke understanding when you invoke spirits, because my God is your God. Why seek to kill me? Your God is my God. Feel me.
That was Some Among You by Christopher Fields, off of his Christopher Fields project. Go over to flavanews.com and check out my review on this particular CD. I thought it was really, really, really well done. The beautiful thing about art is it can allow you to embrace life. It can challenge you to think about how you think on certain subjects. And that's one of those pieces, I, in my opinion, just kind of challenges you to kind of think about where you stand when it comes to religion and your own faith. So, hey, nobody wants to talk to me tonight? Okay, that's all right. I see you out there. So, you know, I see you on the switchboard and everything, but I'll just play some music, you know. I don't have any problems with playing music and talking and this and that. So I'm going to be doing an artist roundtable. I believe I scheduled it for Tuesday the 31st. Normally I do it the last Thursday of the month, but I've got a featured on the leopard carpet scheduled. So I'm doing it on Tuesday the 31st. And I thought, you know what, I want to talk about your art versus your family. It's something I think about a lot, you know, the sacrifices that family and relationships have to make for an artist to be an artist. If you, you know, if you are somebody who has a significant other, family, you know, I know that even for my own children, you know, and my dad, for me to be Lady Flava and all, you know, there are sacrifices, in a sense, my own family has made, you know, in me doing what I do. So I am going to do your art versus your family on January 31st. So come out and join in on that conversation. It's going to be 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love doing the Artist Roundtable. And if any of you are around this past week, a dear friend of mine suggested that I do a show, and, you know, I loved doing it so much with him that I decided to keep it going regularly. It's called Flava Picks. And what I did was pick some tracks and talked about what I really thought about it and opened it up to Patrick Domino to share his thoughts on the tracks that I played. And, you know, people were in the chat room letting me know their thoughts. And Jerron, the entertainer, even called in from Augusta, Georgia. I was thrilled to finally hear his voice. I've been playing his music for a minute. So, you know, there's so many, to me, they're exciting. I hope they're exciting to you. You know, shows taking place here on Flava News Radio. Again, it's always about the underground independent artists. You know, many of the shows, I welcome you to call in and participate, you know, and share your thoughts about, you know, what's going on during the show or promoting yourselves or this and that. Sometimes I do listening parties. And that's where I'm just on mute and I play music. You know, and it could be just a certain genre, or it could be just a melting pot, a gumbo pot of music. And I'm playing some very, very different sounds for you tonight because I just really want to, you know, introduce the different genres and talents that are coming my way. There's not one set style, and that's what's beautiful to me, is there's nothing that's, you know, exactly the same. And I hope that you're really, really digging what you're hearing, you know, here on Flava News Radio. I'm so excited. You know, I feel it that, you know, here in the very, very near future, I'll be able to expand over to the other stations, as you know. You know, I'm challenged when it comes to the computer and all, but, you know, I'm working on getting that all taken care of. So hopefully very, very soon I'll be able to take some of the sounds of the artists that you hear on my station over to some of the other stations to expand the listenership of, you know, who can hear them. Okay, let's see. Where should I go? I'm going to go down to Florida. I really love this woman's style. I'm hoping to get some new tracks from her very, very soon because I know she's got some new stuff out. This is Nichelle Colvin, and I love this track. It's called Next Payday.
Aaron B, tell me out what the situation. Tell me out with the situation.
Aaron B.
Aaron B.
Tell me out with the situation.
Give her so long.
I
got some property. I just put up for sale. The situation ain't right for me. And I say, oh well, oh well. Look on the bright side. At least you got your help. It ain't always about wealth. The father's always taking care of me. But until then,
I don't have a dime until next pay.
Gotta go to Stone. This light bill just took all I had. My rent's due, my electric's due, my gas. Mailman just brought me a medical bill. Mailman just brought me a credit card bill. Gas prices high, and I don't understand why. So
I don't
have a dime. I'm in my hustle loan. There's some folks that's grown. Working up a sweat,
working off this day.
Me on the run because of my lack of funds.
I don't have
a dime. I'm keeping my hustle on, my hustle on. So
working up a sweat,
all up in the
wishing
Thank you.
Atlanta, Georgia, with his piece, Do You Like What You See? And definitely go over to my Facebook. Later on, I'll go find the video and check it out. When you see the video, you'll kind of get why he's singing over and over, "Do you like what you see?" And, you know, it's about homelessness and this and that, and, you know, the affliction of some of these things taking place, you know, in our communities. And it's a beautiful thing when an artist can bring attention to that, you know, and make you pay attention. I think so many times we drive by, we walk by homeless people, and we don't know what their stories are, but we, in a sense, in our minds, look at them as like second-class citizens or something, you know. And there's so many people that are ending up homeless that never thought that they would end up there. I was criticized a lot when I had Flavor Coffee House because I would give free coffee to the homeless people. And they didn't, in my opinion, they never took that for granted or abused it. You know, some of them smelled very, very badly, you know. So they would come to the glass door and I would, you know, fix them a coffee and take it out to them. Sometimes there were ones that I did let hang out in the coffee shop, you know, and you know, got to know them in a sense and their story. You know, but, you know, I used to put this out all the time. You know, how close are you, you know, to being homeless? You know, think about that. And what would your face look like? And what would you do if you didn't have a roof, a regular roof over your head? So, again, I will definitely post out this particular video later on so you can get a sense of what Gigi had created that particular music for. I do have a caller that's raised his hand, but let me just play one more track, if you don't mind, and then I'll bring you in. I'm going to play Stormy Weather. It's not really storming in Seattle right now, you know, but it just feels like it to me. It's just kind of chilly, at least maybe here in my office at Friends of Youth. I'm going to play Stormy Weather by Ava Lambert out of Sacramento, California.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all of the time, all the time. Life is bad, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather, just can't keep my poor old self together. Keeps raining all of the time. Since he went away, the blues walked in and they met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair's bound to get me. I just hope and pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sunshine once again. You know it keeps raining all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
since he went away. The blues walked in and they met me. If he stays away, a rocking chair's bound to get me. I just hope and pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sunshine once again. Don't you know it keeps raining all of the time? It just keeps raining all of the time. Ooh, stormy weather, stormy weather.
All right, that was Miss Ava Lamert out of Sacramento, California, with her rendition of Stormy Weather. And Ava is the vocalist and also the saxophone player on that track. She's working on a new project to come out in 2012. I cannot wait. She's an amazing talent. I know she was sharing, you know, just feeling frustrated and discouraged, and posting, you know, some of her feelings on Facebook the other day. And I just, you know, I always just try to encourage her, you know, because sometimes it's really hard, you know, to be an independent artist and try to figure out that magical way of getting people to pay attention. But when they do pay attention and say that they love what she's doing, to then step up and support, you know, by purchasing one of her CDs. So let me bring my caller in, because I'm happy that somebody finally raised their hand. Hello, Patrick Domino. Welcome to Flavor's Coffee House.
Thank you, thank you.
How are you today?
I'm doing good, I'm doing good. It's been a really good day today, nice and relaxing. How are you doing today?
All right, good. It's been quiet over here at my job. I've actually only seen one of the kids that lives here, and that was only in passing. He waved to me through the window, so it's very, very quiet over here, and I kind of just anticipate that's how it's going to be the rest of the time until I get off tomorrow. So, yeah, it's been good. Got a lot of laundry done. Got my laundry done. Got Daddy's laundry done. Yes, I can do laundry at my job. I can watch TV and be on the Internet and do Flavor News radio shows. I'm very, very blessed. So, yeah. Shout out to Friends of Youth.
Can't beat that.
No, you really can't. You really can't. But you know what? I'm ready to just do Lady Flavor. I love my job. I would do this job even as a volunteer, you know, but I'm just so excited about how the first 7 days of 2012 are going. I am so ready to just say, you know what, I love you, Friends of Youth, and I will always be around, but, you know, it's time to do Flavor.
I hear you. You playing some real good music tonight. I know.
Yeah?
That.
You like that? Kind of different, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, I like that different twist on music anyway, instead of the straight-ahead traditional. So it's always good to hear something new and fresh.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And sometimes I have to really, really think about it, you know, because, you know, I say this all the time, the list is growing, and it's so long, and to scroll through and decide. I've got it all in categories. And everything, you know, but to scroll through and just make sure that I kind of just give everybody a taste, just a taste of, you know, who has joined the movement. I'm so excited because it's very diverse, you know, in the styles of artistry. And that's the beautiful thing about art, is that it is very diverse, you know. But I'm going to put you on the spot, Patrick Domino. I'm going to play Baby Baby, and I want everybody to hear what your response was on ATAZP's show the other night to this particular piece. So I'm going to play Baby Baby by Patrick Domino. right. That was Baby Baby by Patrick Domino, who is on the line with me tonight. He was featured on ATAZP's show the other night, and Taz played this particular track, and it was really interesting to me to hear how Patrick described the different pieces that I was able to hear Taz play. So, Patrick Domino, what was the inspiration for Baby Baby?
Well, that was the visual of that song is a lady walking away from you, just doing that strut in high heels and the stilettos, you know, with the stockings and the skirt, you know, and just walking away, and you're just watching her walk away. And she's just got that perfect walk, and she's strutting down the street. And you just look and you just go, baby, baby. And
so
that's
now,
inspiration, and that's what that song projects. It just projects the energy that you're feeling while you're watching her walk.
I think he probably said it more like, baby, baby.
Mm-hmm.
when he was talking to Taz, he had much more expression in his voice when he described this song. I just was wondering if he would do the same with me.
Just looking baby, baby.
You know what? I'm going to, honestly, Patrick, I think there is nothing better than to see a beautiful woman, whatever you define beautiful is, that can walk well in heels. You know, even for me, I think that is just something very, very feminine and very sexy or sensual, you know, because there are so many women that
it's
like to throw
thing.
On some heels that can't walk in them. They can't walk in them. Like, mama, that is not cute. That's not sexy.
It's
know?
Definitely, it's becoming a lost art form, you know, because I've seen women put on, they look good, they're sitting there, they got their heels on, they get up and walk, and it's like they got cinder blocks tied to the bottom of their feet, you know,
exactly.
It's like, no.
Exactly, so I feel you on
well,
that,
you know.
My daughters you know, and I, we talk about that too, like, you know, okay, maybe it looked good in the mirror, but man, you cannot walk in those shoes. Or, you know, we as women, we will torture ourselves to look cute sometimes and put on some shoes that just going to give us blisters and bunions and everything just to have a certain look, you know, and that's just like, yeah, that's not, and I think that you can tell, you know, but it's like, yeah, when somebody, a woman can really, really walk and is just, you know, has that sway to her and everything. I used to be able to walk that way. I just want everybody out there to know I used to be able to walk that way. I'm old now. I can't walk that way no more. But I used to have a good walk.
You know, you
and maybe once upon a time somebody would have said, ooh, baby, baby. I don't know. If they did, they didn't let me know. No, I guess Quiet Storm did tell me that. You know, he watched me walk away from the coffee shop when he was here for the literary conference, and yeah, he made some kind of comment, but you know, maybe I put some whiskey in his coffee or something. Anyway, we got another caller to join us, Patrick, so let's see what he has to say, because it's, you know, it's a he. Stephen Jerome Ferguson, how are you, my friend?
I love you, Jordan.
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Very good. Are you getting the visual, and are you saying, ooh, baby, baby?
Uh-huh.
He's not paying attention to us, is he, Patrick?
I was listening. I was just multitasking. I wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah. What's up, Patrick? How's it going, bro?
How you doing this evening?
Oh, doing pretty good for old guy. Hanging in there, man. Just sitting here watching the game.
So, you know, I think that I'm going to become a musician, Stephen and Patrick, and I'm going to create a track that's called, you know, Ooh Baby Baby, but for men. Because, you know, as Patrick talked about, you know, just being able to see that visual of a woman, you know, walking away that just has that great walk, that sway, that swagger, that female swagger and some heels. I think there is nothing better than a man that has a nice walk, too.
You know what? Matter of fact, you say that. It does go both ways because you see guys out here, too, that, you know, they're so used to wearing gym shoes all the time, they don't know how to walk in shoes. You gotta have that strut too as a man when you put your good,
mm-hmm.
your shiny shoes on and your suit. You can't walk like you got on some Nikes.
I don't know. I how did I get on this conversation?
I don't know. You raised your hand during the baby track, so you know.
I did.
You did.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. You know, that's the second time that's happened. I got to start checking my phone because I think I'm doing something. but how is everybody doing tonight? How you guys doing?
We're doing very well, you know, and, yeah. You know, earlier in the show, you know, as the, matter of fact, the second track in the show, you know, I played Rub It Like That.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't take it that you want to talk about what was the inspiration for that song.
You know what? It was written so long ago, I forgot.
Okay, so Patrick, the first time I ever played Rub It Like That by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, the women were, like, losing it in the chat room. They were seriously losing it in the chat room, and Stephen tried to tell us that he was baking a cake when this song, like, came to him, you know, or something. And, you know, then he went and created Rub It Like That, you know. And we're like, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay.
You know, I'm going to just go ahead and say, y'all just need to go and get your minds out the gutters. Okay. I was rolling dough at the time.
Okay.
Seriously, I was rolling dough at the time, and
okay.
that's when the title came to me, Rub It Like That. And it was like, okay, you know, that sounds good to me.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah,
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. All right. Okay. I can't even say nothing. You know, I'm bringing my sister in because I think I need a little bit of help here. So she raised her hand. Is this Eternally Blazed?
Good evening. Help is on the way.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah, baby.
For a baby, like that. And, yes, I'd love to see a man well-dressed with that swagger and that definitely defined scent of cologne. Ooh, yes. Baby. And for Brother Jerome, Big Daddy, as we know him, a.k.a. Big Papa.
What's up?
Rub it that and roll it like that. Nah. It's not going to wash. It's not going to wash.
Okay. You know, I'm telling you, that's... I'm sticking to that. I don't care what y'all say. I'm sticking to it.
It
just makes me want to throw on some heels and rub some dough, huh? Oh, excuse me. Roll.
She gonna come out.
Throw some heels on and roll some dough. Sorry.
Well, no. Throw on the heels and roll in the dough. Yeah.
Oh. Roll in the dough. Well, isn't it interesting what can inspire art?
Oh, yeah.
Or what art can inspire.
You know? It's like what they call the recipe to life. You know what I mean?
Right.
Take a little dough, some high heel stilettos, and just a little bit of Pam, and hey, roll with it. Just roll with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I think that Mr. Domino actually should do a video to that particular track.
I would
and,
love to.
Let's
get
see, see who he picks with the sway and the heels, you know, to be walking away. I think you might sell that one then.
Huh?
I think you might sell that track then.
Oh,
might have to raise
yeah.
it from 99 cents digital download to, you know, $1.59.
Get a good video.
Mm-hmm. Might be able to up your price on that one. And then we're going to get Steven, you know, in the kitchen rolling some dough.
With nothing on but an apron.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was.
He's
going to
have
was,
on an apron that says Eternally Blaze.
Oh, please.
No, just roll it like that or rub it like that. That's all it's got to say on the apron. But that's all it's got to have on it. Just the apron.
You know what?
Maybe I could start selling T-shirts.
If you get that.
I could start selling T-shirts to say rub it like that.
See, you know what? I bet you those might sell faster than the SJF music ones.
I'm telling you, yeah. I was talking
that's
about
a
that.
Lot. Just have a rolling pin on there. No, I'm just kidding.
Pin, an apron, and a chef's hat. Cocked to the side, right there. There it is.
And I can market it to professional masseuses and all that kind of stuff like that.
You can market
yeah.
it to some, yeah. You can market it to some chefs or something. I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, this year, 2012, it's going to be about being creative. You know,
exactly.
How and who you can market your art to. You know, and I know we're sitting here joking, right? Isn't
right.
that interesting just even thinking about that, you know?
It's called
like,
brainstorming, yeah.
It is. This is a form mm-hmm. of brainstorming, but, it, you know, I mean.
That's just what's on the surface, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting, you know, that, you know, Patrick's right. It's like, you know, the things that you can see or feel around you, how it can inspire art, but what the art can actually inspire too. You know, and so, I think, you know, I'm feeling some creative juices flowing here.
I am too.
You just never know. Yeah. 2012.
Open to all opportunities.
Open to all kinds of opportunities. So, you know, Patrick, have you ever had the opportunity to hear Eternally Blaze's piece?
Which one? There's two of them.
It's called Eternally Blaze.
I thought there was two of them that you play.
No.
Oh.
No, Eternally Blaze is, she's very unique. I only have one at the moment of hers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's,
I believe
and it's called Eternally Blaze.
Yeah, I believe I've heard that one on the show before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I like that one.
You know what? I was going to play... I'm sitting here scrolling. You know, Stephen, you have such a large section on my music board. I don't know about all that.
Let's get ready to get bigger, too.
Mm. Wow. Okay, so I'm actually going to play. Okay, my eyes are, like, not focused here. Where is it? I'm scrolling. I'm trying to find it. Ah, there it is. I'm going to play Eternally Blaze because, you know, Eternally Blaze and I have these conversations, and she just definitely creates a great visual all the way around. And I cannot wait, you know, for her product to come out because, man, if things could jump off the way that we've talked about it, it will be amazing. Let me click on another sister of ours is on the line, so let me bring her in. So, welcome to the show, Miss Eleanor.
I kept clicking on and off because you guys are so crazy. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I clicked on, and then somebody would say something funny, and I was laughing. So I had to click off, and then I clicked back.
Well, you know, we're just feeling a little inspired today, tonight. You know, I'm grateful for my family. You know, Patrick is now a part of my family here, so
mm-hmm.
I'm always grateful for the family to step up and start raising their hands. So, I don't have to sit here and talk to myself, but you know what? I'm just feeling like I need to play Eternally Blaze. So let me do that, and we could talk about that for a little bit, and then, you know, and all that good stuff. So this is Eternally Blaze by Eternally Blaze.
I am the sensual one. I am the sexual one. I am the erotic one. I'm the one that others say, she's the erotic one. I am yours, eternally blaze. I am the erotic one. I am the hypnotic one. I am the one with just my voice can and will put you in a trance. I am the one who, after kissing your whole body, even an hour later on your lips, my sweetness is still there. I am yours, eternally blaze. I am the one dripping with romance. I am the one you hope will give you a second and third chance. I'm the one to drop it like it's hot. Yeah. I'm the one you wish you could, but never forgot. I am yours. Eternally blaze. I am the one other women wish they could be, for I possess the secrets to bringing even the strongest man to his knees. I am the one who will listen to your wants, dreams, and desires, and who will always pass the test. I am the one who will bring to you your euphoric fantasies, delivering erotic ecstasy, leaving you in a puddle of your own essence. Yeah, that's my ultimate place. I am yours. Eternally. I am the one who will go deeper than any woman has ever gone before. I am the woman who will not just enter your mind and body, I want also your heart and then heart. For I am the one who will be loving you unconditionally so we have both comfortably.
Eternally Blaze. And I know, Miss Eternally Blaze, I know that in a sense when you created that particular piece, I think that you already knew, you know, what the goal was and what you're hoping that those that experience this particular piece would get out of hearing it.
Well, basically, my whole concept with where I'm coming from is to we have so many people that are in relationships, marriages, or what have you, that are not putting in the work, you know. And if they look within and find out who they are as far as what they can actually bring to the table, other than just the paying the bills and the mechanics of it. But when it comes to the lovemaking, instead of being a part-time lover or half-and-half lover or even a sorry lover, bring all of who you are to that part of the relationship. And maybe we won't have so many divorces or domestic violence or whatever the case may be. If we put as much time into that as we do into other things, maybe we can, you know, just feel some real love. And that's what I'm hoping, and I'm hoping that everybody takes away. It's not just to turn you on. It's not just to get you hot or excited.
Right.
But it's just to open your mind that you can go deeper, because we're basically just scratching the surface. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to get people to go deeper, to remember the time where we had our Teddy Pendergrass, our Luther Vandross, our Barry White, who taught us, who told us to turn off the lights and
right.
light a candle. You know what I mean? Let's get sensual, not just sexual, and not just to hit it and quit it, you know what I mean? But let's
mm-hmm.
just take that time and enjoy each other. So I'm just trying to wake up some minds, some attitudes, and some curiosity, if you will, just so that they can get back to the basics of loving one another. You know what I mean? So that's my goal. You know, the doctor love is in office. So,
you know, I think you described that really, really well. You know, and I agree with you eternally, Blaze. That's something that's really important. I think that when people get into relationships, sometimes they, in a sense, just fall into just a routine or whatever. And I think they
yes.
forget what that initial buzz or whatever it was that caused the attraction and connection in the beginning.
Exactly.
You know, and I do think that you always have to work at, you know, keeping the fire lit when it comes to relationships and this and that. And I'm sorry, does somebody want to say something?
Well, I was also going to say that there are so many who don't even know. You know what I mean? We grow up at home, we're taught, as far as the women are concerned, we're taught to cook, clean, care for the family, blah, 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 and make an income. As far as the men are concerned, it's basically make an income, take care of your family, the basics. Okay, but as far as intimately loving someone, you get what you get. And sometimes you don't get it. So
sure.
I'm trying to open your mind so that you can accept some new things. That's a little adjustment here and a little fine-tuning there to maybe bring something new to the table. Keep an open mind. Just accept love. Because if you don't know love, you can't feel love, and you can't give love back. So I want to teach the people, show the people, and invite the people that this is not dirty. It's not something that you shouldn't be doing. It's something that you should learn how to do. And then you can do it well.
Sure. Sure. I got you on that. So I'm going to ask Patrick, and I'm going to ask you, Stephen, because, you know, it's very clear Eternally Blaze is on a mission. You know, she goes into creating her art with a purpose and a passion in a sense. But, Patrick, when you create your art, do you go in with a thought of what you want people to experience from it?
Well, if I'm writing lyrics, it's usually from personal experience. Even if it's not my own first-hand experience, it's somebody close to me, something they experienced. But when I'm writing instrumentals, it's just a matter of hoping people can feel it the way I feel it, because it's coming from, when you write instrumentals, it comes from deep, deep inside. And it's not always an expression that other people might understand. You know, it's just like, kind of like when you listen to a song and you just kind of listen to it, you don't really get it. But like, once you know what the artist was thinking when they created it, it gives you a different outlook on the song, and you start to hear it the way they wrote it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a different avenue when it comes to lyrics and instrumentals. With me, it is.
So then when you create, do you also in the process think about what it is that you're creating, who you might target with it, and how you're going to market it to them?
No. When I write, it's just coming straight from the soul. I don't write sitting down saying I'm going to write a song about this, or I'm going to do this style of music. I don't do that. It comes out of me. When it hits me, I write it. I don't sit and analyze anything before I write it.
Okay. So, Stephen, can I ask you the same question? When you're creating, are you thinking about what you want people to experience out of it, and also how and who you're going to market it to? Oh, Stephen might not be here with us. I know he's at work. Okay. We'll just skip over that, because I was kind of interested in thinking about that. I understand, Patrick, what you're saying in regards to just creating, you know, out of just a feeling, an emotion, or whatever at the moment, and putting it all together, you know, whether it be words that you're writing lyrics to, you know, instrumentals that you're creating in the studio. But I would think that at some point when you decide and you put an EP together or a CD together, that do you then decide what the process is going to be as far as, you know, how and who you're going to market to?
Nope. I don't. Even when I put my songs, a lot of people, they'll write their songs to where it's almost like a theme album where, you know, they're like the pretty much in the same genre or sound, or, you know. But even when I write my songs, they're not connected in any kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
One can be, you know, it's like if you listen to my CD, it's like it's almost like listening to somebody's iPod that they just pull songs from different artists, because you would think this is the same person now. No, it doesn't sound, you know, because everything's so different. It's like if you don't like the first song, don't judge that, the rest of the CD by that, because you might like the next one, because the next one's going to be a totally different style.
Right.
And even, like, when I'm putting it, the only thing I really think about is how many songs I'm going to put on it. And then sometimes that's not even my choice. It's just how it hits me. Sometimes I can write too many songs to where, you know, and I have to cut it down and figure out which ones are going to go on the CD.
Uh-huh.
And there's other times where I'll get just the right amount of songs and I'll be okay, you know. But I don't really sit and pinpoint anything before I start writing. And
so
it's
when
just
does
a gift.
When
it's
does the promotional and marketing thought come into play?
When I'm completely done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit back and I listen to the finished product. That's when I decide on the marketing. And even then, it's not, it's a different avenue of target marketing, because it's going to be targeted towards different avenues, not just one. Because of the style, or, you know, it's not one particular style, so I kind of introduce it to other people that may like it, you know.
Right. Okay. I was just kind of curious because I think that that's one of the harder things when it comes to independent artists is to figure out how to go about marketing. I think with Eternally Blazed, there is a specific, in a sense, you know, when it comes to what she's creating and how that could be marketed. But I think when it comes to jazz instrumentals, I think there's just so many different ways and target audience that you can go after to, you know, introduce your music to. And so I just never, you know, I never thought about that, so I just thought I would throw it out there and answer. I have to just kind of tell a funny story just right quick. As I was listening to you talk, you know, I clicked back onto Facebook, and in my newsletter, it's really interesting to me because, you know, numbers are really important to me right now. And the number of hits to the radio station to the number of hits to my website and definitely tracking the pages and the, you know who's paying attention from where they're paying attention, all that. The beautiful thing about it is if you're set up, you can, you know, you can go to analytics to see what the numbers are looking like and when the, when people are coming to your page, how long they're staying on the page, where they're coming from. And I had featured, you know, in a sense, some people in my newsletter that I realized today, didn't know that they were in my newsletter, and the newsletter came out, you know, 3 weeks ago. And so, you know, Stephen was one of them. Epiphany, an artist out of California, is another one. And then Tony Bunn out of Denmark is another one. And so Tony obviously just saw that I had him in the newsletter, and he wrote a post in Danish. I have no idea what he says. Like, okay. I understand Susan in there. And I think there's something at the very end that says good night. So anyway, I'm like, okay, could you translate that for me? But that's when you go international. It's interesting. You just never know what might come out of that. So, and that's a beautiful thing too about Flava News and when I turned this into a movement. That, you know, it's not only just people here in the United States that have come on board. There are people internationally that have come on board, and I'm just thrilled. I'm thrilled with all the possibilities that can take place in this year, you know. But I guess one of the things why I do the coffee house and I open up the phone lines for artists to call in and promote, and it doesn't really happen very often, but I'm hoping that at some point that people do, is because people are paying attention to the shows. My numbers are growing. At the end of last year, I mean, it was just, it was thrilling to me. I had over 25,000 listens to my show in 2011.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And, you know, and numbers are important, you know, and the number of archive listens are growing up and going up, like regularly. If I was to go check daily, I mean, they're changing that quickly. You know, Patrick and I did this show the other day called Flava Picks, and every single day the numbers are jumping up on that particular show, and we just did it the other day. So you just never know who may be paying attention, you know. And if I play your track and you're telling, you know, the listening audience of Flava News Radio, you know, who you are, where they can find out more about you, you just never know. You know, you may gain some new fans. You may even twist somebody's arm just from, you know, liking what you're hearing, you know, in a sense. This is a time for you to just kind of practice on how you're going to sell your music and engage the listener, because I think a lot of it, I'll be honest with you, you know, Patrick and Steven and Eternally Blaze and even Eleanor, you know, because Eleanor is going to be coming out with some product herself, that I think the more that I feel engaged with an artist and feel connected, that's when I pay attention more, you know, and am more likely to buy. I'm realizing that about my own self. You know, and so I think that's the beautiful thing about being underground and independent, you know, and still, you know, having like one-on-one connections with people is when you build those relationships and people like you. I was having this conversation with a gentleman in New York the other night, and I said, I think why what I do works is because people like me. And I don't know if he got what I was saying to him, but I do. I think why this is growing for Flava News is because people like me, on top of the fact that I play some outstanding, amazing, dynamic artists on my shows. And so, you know, this is like when you can give your spiel, like, hey, if you like Baby Baby, you know, I've got December Butterfly you might like, or whatever, you know, go over to pdominomusicwithaz.com and check out my other songs, or Reverb Nation, or whatever, you know what I mean? It's a time when artists can just start putting their spiel out there, because you just never know who might be paying attention. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It also makes a lot of sense where you said, you know, because people like you. You know, I think we talked about it a short time before, where we were saying, you know, this is a people job. It's a people person job, you know. And if you have a bad attitude toward people, they're going to have one back at you. And it's not about being phony and smiling in people's faces. I think what it comes down to is truly loving what you do. And then it's always going to be a good day for you and the people around, because you're enjoying your day.
Right.
You're not being phony for the fans just to sell records. You truly love what you do, and that's going to reflect onto your fans, because they love being around you because of your joy of what you do.
Exactly. Or, you know, I think that even if you have a bad day, you know, and you can share that and you can engage with people, you know, there's a connection there, too. But I do think that, you know, they can feel your passion in your art, hopefully, right? But I think that once they can really engage you online, you know, or even, you know, on the radio shows such as this, then they get to get a little bit of a sense more about who you are. I think that for me, when I do the feature shows, sometimes there are people that I don't know and I've never spoken to before, such as Patrice Covington, who I'm going to be featuring on the 12th. I've never talked to her before. And so I'm really excited about that, because, you know, I love her style of singing and her music. You know, she's got an impressive website and biography. But, you know, I think that once I hear her story, it's going to take her art to a different level for me. You know, so I think that, for instance, like with Eternally Blaze, you know, I mean, it's like when she and I talk, you know, and I hear her explain why she has created what she's created and what she's wanting people to get out of it and all of it, I can visualize it, you know. I get it. I get it. If Lady Flava ever finds a man and falls in love again, I'm going to get Eternally Blaze, you know, CD anyhow. You know what I mean? But, you know, I was going to go there, you know. But it's like with what you have created, you know, Blaze, I know exactly what the purpose, you know, of it. Even if I'm by myself, you know, and just spending time with myself and pampering and this and that and listening to it, I know the purpose, you know, of what I want to use that for. So, like, for instance, Patrick, when I heard you talking on Taz's show and describing, you know, Baby Baby and December Butterfly, it took those pieces to a different level for me, because you and I have never had that conversation before. You know what I mean? And I think that was a beautiful thing, because now I understand a little bit more about the creation of those pieces.
It makes you actually hear it differently when you listen to it.
It does. It does. Because, you know, for me, and I do think the other thing about art is that's beautiful, is the fact that it is the interpretation of the listener, you know, and we can all interpret what we hear differently.
you know, and but when you get a sense of what the creator was kind of thinking in his mind, then now I totally visualize it, Patrick, you know, a woman walking down the street and having a nice strut, you know, in a sway.
Yeah, and that's the thing is every time you hear that song, that's what's going to be in your head. Because
it is.
That's what
it is.
Visualizes. But the thing is, that's what's tricky about instrumental music is the listener doesn't know. Is that when you have lyrics, those lyrics will take you. It will take that listener where they need to be taken. With instrumental music,
right,
every listener is going to hear something different, and it's going to take them to a different place.
Interesting
point. It's not going to guide them. They're going to have to find their own place in that music versus the music guiding them to a place, like lyrics.
Right. Right.
But once they understand the creativity behind an instrumental, they will also be guided by that song versus searching through the song. You know, and I think that's why a lot of people get turned off by instrumental, because a lot of people want to be told where to go. Instrumental music does not tell you where to go. You can put it on. It might make you happy. It might give you a sad memory. It might just be joyous to listen to and take you nowhere.
Sure.
But I think a lot of listeners, they want to be told where to go. Like when they put on romantic music, that's telling them where to go. When they put on a sad song, that tells them where to go. They listen to those lyrics, and it feeds what they crave, where instrumental music doesn't do that unless they know the story behind it.
And I totally get you on that. So you're right. You know, now that whenever I listen to Baby Baby, I'm going to visualize a woman walking down the street. I totally get you on that. And, you know, but it does leave it up to interpretation. I do think, though, that even with words, you know, it can be left up to interpretation also. But you're right. I mean, the lyrics will definitely take you in a certain direction, you know, with music or not. You know, it's funny when I first met Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and before I even spoke to him, and I was listening to his music and playing it on my radio show. You know, I didn't know how to interpret the music because I found it so relaxed. And that's, you know, how I kind of came up with, you know, calling him Mr. Smooth, just because the music was so relaxing. So then when I had him on the very first time, about a year ago, on my show, I didn't want to, like, make him feel bad because I said, you know, your music put me to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that would be, like, insulting, right?
It relaxed you.
Exactly. But I'm like, you know, but for some reason I didn't say relaxed me, right? Except that's all, you know, I was like, you know, it put me to sleep, and I was like, I didn't know if that was a bad thing, and then I realized, no, it's a good thing because it, like, took me into a place that I could relax, you know, and so, and then a lady by the name of Lady Blue, an amazing spoken word artist out of Philadelphia, called in, and she was like, you know, when I listened to Stephen's music, you know, I had a headache and this and that, and it just took my headache away. You know, and then I really realized the power of his music, that in a sense it could heal, you know, a person's body, you know, because more people were sharing that would call into the shows when he was featured how soothing and relaxing Stephen's music is. Then I realized, okay, it wasn't a bad thing that his music put me to sleep. So,
that's when you know it's music from the soul.
Right.
So, yeah. That's when you know that came straight from his soul. That wasn't something that was, I guess you can say, just created in order to create something. It just came straight from his soul, you know?
Right.
Because if it didn't, other people wouldn't feel it that way.
I agree. I think that people can feel it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Blaze.
No, I'm sorry. I call it champagne bubbles after music. Because, you know, it just takes you right. It's like Calgon takes me away, but instead it's Stephen takes me away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just, that's it. That's it. That's all. You don't need anything else. A little glass
right.
of champagne, bubble bath, and just relax.
And that's one thing that I appreciate about you, Blaze, is the fact that, you know, you do kind of stress the fact of pampering. And I think that, and you know, and maybe it sounds silly when it comes to men too, but I do think that men need to do it also. You know,
definitely.
Do those things that relax them and make them feel good. And I think that that's another thing that people get away from. I think that with everyday life, you know, we get caught up, right? We forget. We might forget about our significant others and, you know, being able to take the time to let them know we love them and that they're special and to, you know, continue the spark and the intimacy to just forgetting about ourselves and that we need to be pampered. You know, sometimes I'll tell you, I do. I forget it, right? Because
yeah,
I'm grandma.
Have that time to relax. You know, even
right.
when
I mean,
we get
I mean,
a day off, it's like, what are we doing on a day off? We're looking for something.
Well,
to
what
do.
Is I mean,
like,
me,
relax.
When
no,
was
I'm
the
doing
last
that.
Day off I had? You know what I mean? So,
and that's
it's
all
like,
too, is if you work like that with your schedule, when you do get a day off, you feel like you're doing something wrong if you're sitting back. Or you're
yeah.
just playing catch up from all the days you didn't have off.
But
that's my yeah. whole purpose. That's where I come into this play. I
right.
want to teach everybody that you as a man, you as a woman, have to make an appointment for you.
Yeah.
Where you take
mm-hmm.
a day, an hour, 2 hours, and you have that bubble bath, and you buy that special cologne or perfume or whatever. Because if I can't love me, then I can't love you.
That's
I don't
right.
know how. But I have to start by loving me first and
that's
making
true.
Me feel special. And then I can, that's my training ground, my boot camp, by training to love me and treat me right. Then I will know how to treat you right.
And you know something else that goes with that? If you love right. yourself, I'm going to love you more.
You know that's right.
You know?
And, you know, that's a beautiful point because I think that, you know, we all need to be able to do that, you know, and I think that when we feel good about ourselves, we put off a great energy,
yes.
mm-hmm.
you know, to our loved ones and all of that. And I think that I love this conversation that we're having because I believe that art plays such an essential role in all of this.
Yes.
You know, I say it all the time, you know, that we experience art every single day.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we take that for granted and don't even recognize that.
I
you
think
know?
Sometimes we're cut off from it, creating our own little rules in life of what to do and what not to do instead of
mm-hmm.
enjoying the things around us. They become taboo.
Right.
And it's things that are free that we see every day. But they become taboo with little man-made rules and things like that to where people don't enjoy them anymore.
Right. Well, I think that's why Eternally Blaze, you know, came along because she just reminds us, you know, that we need to take care of us, we need to pamper ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and that there's so much more to relationships. And sometimes we forget, you know, and we need reminders, like Eternally Blaze to come along to remind us, you know,
yeah.
about those special things and keeping that spark going. So it's just, I don't know, I just wondered, you know, Patrick, and I don't think Stephen's back on the line yet, but, you know, if there's a thought process, you know, when you're creating, who you're going to target and how you're going to market, you know, because all of those things come into play. You know, when you're an artist with an art to sell, I know that all of you create because you love it. That's very, very
mm-hmm.
clear to me just from conversations that we have had, you know. But now it comes down to, you know, how do we go about, you know, marketing it and who to market it to and stuff. And so it's just kind of interesting, you know, like, you know, thinking about, you know, maybe we can market it this way and put something on an apron or, you know, whatever. And so I think these are good conversations to have.
I think a lot of times that's when an artist needs to, you know, reach out to his friends that are more creative in marketing and things like that, you know, because a lot of artists are not big with marketing.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to create, they know how to produce, but when it comes to marketing, it's kind of like, okay, I put it out there now. Okay, I'm done. They don't know how to generate that I guess they don't know how to generate the talk around their product, you know, to get it out more and more. And that's when they need to step out of their shell and reach out to their friends, you know, such as yourself, for me, you know, and others, and, you know, and just.
Well, I do think that it's good to have conversations with others. I think it's good to pay attention to those that are creating something out there that's catching your attention. And then for you to just kind of say, okay, why did it catch my attention?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think about that also, you know. It's just like I talk about Starbucks all the time, and Starbucks is used in so many ways when people talk about marketing, you know. But out here in Seattle, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. So when people think about coffee, they think Starbucks, just because they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And so you think about that. You know, I used to think, oh, my goodness, you know, am I irritated? And there are people who definitely have deleted me online because I post so much. And, you know, and my family and friends have deleted me, so that's why I started a Susan page that no artists are on. You know,
mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, you think about how to go about this and who to go about it. I mean, it's just like I believe I talked to you about this, Patrick, and I had talked to Stephen. You know, my goal is when it comes to helping you guys market this year is, like, for instance, targeting the literary community. Because if you have a conversation with a writer, they generally will talk about the fact that they write to a certain kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and stuff. And so that's one of my goals, is kind of to tap into the literary community when trying to help market and promote music, you know. So there's just so many different things and ways, you know, to go about it. And I think this year is the year to be creative.
One of the things that I started doing just recently is touching base, I guess you can say, is creating a rapport with people in film, since I do instrumental.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, and even if they don't use it, you know, it'll be there. It'll get around to them. They'll hear it. Somebody else might hear it. You know, it's just a different avenue, you know.
Oh, no, and I appreciate you saying that, because that's what I did last year, is started connecting with the film community.
Because people forget about the film festivals that all these cities have each year,
right,
of these creative filmmakers that are unknown.
Right.
They need music for their films, too.
Right. Well, it's just like, you know, AFM Films, movie Where's Henry. There's several local hip-hop artists and soul artists in Seattle whose music are in that particular film. There's a filmmaker out of California that I've connected with, and we talk on a regular basis on Skype. And he's always like, Flav, who's the artist of the day? Because I know you're going to, you know, point me in a direction. I'm like, you just need to remember, when you're making those films, I got the music for you, okay? So don't forget, I got the music. You know, but the funny thing is now he asks, okay, who do you want me to listen to today, right? So it's not just like, hey, Parker, go listen to this, go listen to that. No, now he's asking for it, you know?
Yeah.
So you just never know. Like, the artist, I believe that you like, Patrick, Catherine Hume, the folk artist that used to perform at my coffee shop, she wrote some music for a specific film. She left Seattle, hopped in her car, and drove to California and started working in California because she got connected to somebody who liked her sound and music for a film. And so she wrote a score to a film. You know, so you just don't know. You don't know where it can fit in. But I think that, you know, you just got to get creative. You got to get creative to get out there. I know last year that a lot of people were like, how do you get people to pay attention? You know, and I know that's the hardest thing.
Just make noise. Like anything else, people pay attention to noise. Whether it's posting, whether it's you playing your music somewhere in public, make bumper stickers and keep them on your car or whatever, handing out leaflets. To me, that's called creative noise. That's what I call that. And if you generate creative noise in your community or on the internet, even if it's getting on somebody's nerves, they're going to pay attention.
They are. They are. And I can tell you this, that I now have people sending me messages to say that they saw something leopard print and thought of me.
Yeah.
You know, an artist.
I was watching something on TV, and I saw something with leopard print, and I thought, I was like, she'd like that. That's the first thing I thought.
No, exactly. But see, I did that well, right? Everybody, when you see something leopard print, you're going to say, slave would like that, you know?
Exactly.
Or you see my funky little flyers or whatever with the leopard print on it, right? You're going to like, that's slave. Okay, on the leopard carpet with Lady Flava, you know, whatever. You know, my stuff's going to be leopard print. I know. So, you know, I felt like I was in a box when I had a business partner because he was so not into my leopard print, right? So I compromised. I so compromised with him. We got business cards that are black that have gold microphones on them, and it's very clever, you know, and everything. And but as when we decided to dissolve the partnership, and it was back to just me doing it, I'm like, you know what? I am doing the leopard print thing. This year I'm getting the leopard print banners made. I'm changing the business cards to leopard print because, you know, I mean, it's just like J.C. Flo's wife, Dana, was like, you know, posting pictures to me of their baby lyric in, or Ryland lyric in, you know, leopard print. Like, yes, yes. You know, there's a, you know, a hip-hop artist sent me a message saying, Lady Flava, I bought a leopard shirt to perform at my showcase and I'm thinking of you. You know, I'm like, yes, you know. If nothing else, if you see leopard print, you are going to think of Lady Flava. And hopefully then you think of Lady Flava News or Flava News Radio or whatever. So, you know, that association of leopard is here. You know, so it's just like with Eternally Blaze. I know she's going to come up with something just fire. You know, just like, so every time you kind of see colors and something, you're going to think of, you know, Eternally Blaze. Right, Blaze?
Well, as you say that, I was just thinking I might as well put it out there. First, I want to say to Mr. Dominic, I have a product that I'm getting ready to launch soon. It is going to be Eternally Blaze's Night of Bliss. It's going to be a big basket with such things as oils, scented candles, material flower petals to disperse over your bed or pillows or from the door to the bed. And different little trinkets to put you in that relaxed state of mind. And you being a male, would you be interested in my basket? You know, for that day of pampering that we talked about earlier. Because, you know, I say what I mean and I mean what I say. I'm going to get you in that mood. So, would you, as a male buyer, be interested in my basket?
Oh, he got quiet, huh?
No, I'm trying to, you mean like to,
Well, all right, let me explain this basket. It's good to have towels, three towels of eternal glaze, a bottle of wine. It's good to have chocolates, candles, oils, and like I said, the little flower petals. But it's also going to have two uniquely done nightshirts, with, of course, eternally glazed, and the number one in the back, and his and hers. And the CD, all of these for you are relaxing, enjoying. Let me just take you there.
I think Patrick, what she's asking you is this something you could picture yourself, you know, getting to use for a special evening, you know, to or
yeah,
whatever.
I could see men buying that. Yeah.
Great. Well, look for it. It's coming soon.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's still a lot of men that, you know, like to create that special moment, you know, with their women. So I definitely see men buying that, you know.
Yeah, because I want to do, like I said, once again, everything I can to help set the mood. It's pretty much a how to do what you do.
So you know, you started out by playing Baby Baby, and she comes walking through the door with some heels on, right? And then you kind of move into that, you know, the eternally blaze, you know, thing, and then you just end the evening with, you know, some Stephen Jerome Ferguson, you know, rub it like that.
That is, we're done. The night is done. That's it.
It's done, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good, though. I do. I think it's good. It's something that's different. And, you know, again, I picture it. You know, I want a basket, you know, and all of that, you know. So that's why with your art, Blaze, you know, it's easy to know what you want to do with it. You know what I mean? Like Patrick was saying, you know, it's already, you know, with the words and the style of music that's played behind your words and everything, you know, the mood is set. You already know, you know, where with now Patrick's music, you know, in hearing the definition behind the titles and the music, and now for me has, you know, put a different twist on listening to his music. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't. You know what? It's kind of exciting, you know, to now hear what the thought process was, you know, behind the creations, you know, because it still leaves it up to, you know, my own interpretation of where I want to go with, you know, jazz and instrumental music. So I think that, you know, with all of that said, then you think about, you know, I think for an artist, this is just my opinion, I think for artists, then you think about how can I market this? What would be the best way to market it? Is it in the packaging? Is it in the sales pitch? You know, somebody called me the other night in regards to something that they were interested in seeing if I wanted to come on board with, and I had to be honest with them. I said, your sales pitch wasn't good, so I'm not buying into it. I said, so you know, you need to go back and really think about how you want to market this for me to take another look at it to see if it's something that I would be interested in getting on board with. You know, so I do think that that's something to really think about. When you put that package together or that spiel together, you know, how do you market it and stuff? You know, I know one of the things, at first when I started doing features, I just said, you know what, I got to do it my own way, because I had people telling me, oh, you know, Flava, Susan, you know, do it this way, you know, write down your questions, this and that. You know, I'm a wing it person. I really am, if you haven't noticed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm not perfect and I'm not polished, and I don't want anybody to ever think that. So then I started doing the features and everything, you know, and I would get the bios ahead of time and the music ahead of time, and I would listen to the music ahead and kind of just get a sense of where I want to go in the direction. And I had more artists send me messages saying, you know what, it was so relaxing talking to you. It felt like talking at, you know, over coffee at the kitchen table and, you know, this, that, and the other. And I thought, you know what, that's my style. You know, that's my thing. And so I think that people, right, it allows me to hear their story. It allows, you know, to set the mood where they're comfortable to share some of their story. And then you get a different perspective of their art when you hear that. So that's why I say to all of you, you know, when you get out there and you start marketing, you know, what is it that you can do to draw the people in? I do think that Patrick's right. The more you're out there and people know that you're out there, they're going to start paying attention. Maybe in the beginning it might annoy them, you know, but in the end they're going to remember and say, you know what, let me go check that out. I mean, it's just like, you know, me putting out my newsletter and this and that. I don't think Stephen knew that he was in the newsletter. I don't think that Epiphany knew that she was in the newsletter, or Tony Bum knew that they were in the newsletter until I actually tagged them, you know, that they were. You know, so it's just interesting what it's going to take to get people to pay attention, you know, and I just challenge you because I'm challenging myself. When I speak to you guys about it, I'm speaking to myself because this is the year that's really going to, you know, help, you know, leave a mark for me and what I'm doing and being able to open up the doors. It's just like with Monica Monet coming to Seattle for the tour. That's going to help set me in a position to be able to do more. You know, the numbers to my radio shows, the numbers to my website. You know, the numbers matter because when you get people that will either advertise with you or, you know, sponsor something that you're doing, they're going to want to know who's paying attention, what the numbers look like, where they're coming from and this and that, you know. So for me, at least for me, that's important is the numbers that are up there. So I don't know. I love this conversation again, you know, tonight. And, you know, I never know, you know, where conversations are going to go. I don't necessarily plan it out when it comes to Flava Coffee House. But I do open this up for, you know, artists to call in and promote themselves. You know, because if you don't talk about who you are and what you're doing, you know, people aren't going to know, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So, you know, like Miss Eleanor, the mama bear of SJF Music, she, you know, she makes sure that everybody knows and remembers, you know, SJF Music is going, you know, is out there and who the artists are and about the newsletter and signing up, you know, for that. And, you know, the different videos that Stephen has created and this, that, and the other, you know, and Eleanor's getting, you know, creative of herself, you know, with some of the marketing tools that she's creating too, you know. So, and I think that's what it takes. I do. I think it's just, you know, trying to figure out what is it that you can do to get people to pay attention, like coming on Flava News Radio.
Exactly. Good commercial.
Was that a good commercial?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
No, but I think it's true. You know, because my listenership is growing. You know, and especially my archive listens. And so, if you talk about yourself well and where people can find you, you know, during the show. Somebody in Singapore might say, you know what, let me go check out Eternally Blaze, you know. I wonder if I can order one of them baskets she was talking about, you know, and have it sent to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You just never know.
You never know.
Just hit me up on Facebook, Eternally Blaze. I'll be happy to get your name and order, and, hey, we can do business. Trust me. I'm waiting.
see the thing with Blaze, though. See, the thing with Blaze, she knows how to use her voice. That's why she's a good spoken word artist, because she knows how to use her voice and makes it interesting. Like, you know, listening to Blaze, you'll turn around and say, "Baby, baby." You know, Patrick, you just opened up a can of worms there, darling. You know, never going to listen to Baby Baby the same. Okay, Patrick, Before we get off the show, I do have to tell you something, though. So, you know, I'm half Japanese, right?
Mm-hmm.
My daddy is Japanese. And, you know, we Koshis are very proud, proud people. There are so many people, I don't know what it is and how this came to be. We do not identify as Orientals. We identify as Asians.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because recently I've heard so many people use the term Oriental, you know, and I'm like, okay, do I say something about it? Because it's, we don't use that in the description of who we are. So I was like, I was laughing to myself when you were on Taz's show, and you know the Oriental terminology came up for December Butterfly and the tinkle tinkle music and everything, which does sound so very Asian, right?
Well, when he said Oriental jazz.
Uh huh. And I'm sitting there and I'm laughing to myself. So I had this conversation with my daddy the other day. I said, Daddy, do I point out to people that we don't identify as being Oriental? But anyway, that was just my little thing.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with being proud of who you are, and if you want them to correctly identify you or acknowledge who you are, then
But it's really funny because I don't hear people up here in the Pacific Northwest using that term, but I've heard people down south use that term. And so so I just thought that was kind of interesting. And I do have to have a conversation with my girl, Monica Monet, because she's used that term too. And I will have a conversation around that, but it's just interesting to me. It's kind of been eye-opening, but I do think it's something that's regional. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the beautiful thing to learn, you know, as you experience people all over the world, you know, how they identify or, you know, what catches their attention. You know, would somebody say, oh, that's an Asian sound to that song?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do think I understand where the Oriental came from because, you know, you kind of think a certain direction when you think that of a certain sound, you know, or whatever. So it's just interesting to me. And so, you know, yeah, that was funny to me to sit back and say, oh, okay, Oriental, huh? Yeah, I got it.
That just means beautiful.
Is that what it means? Yeah, I know it. I'm just the Oriental leopard girl here.
No, you're an Asian leopard girl. And might I say a very beautiful Asian leopard girl who with her own little meow is baby.
I know it, huh?
Yeah.
You know what? I do have some leopard heels, though. I'm gonna go home and practice walking in them.
That's all right. Yeah, that's all right.
I just want you to know my apartment's very small, so the walk's not gonna be too far.
So you don't have to worry about falling down or anything.
No, there's plenty of things to grab. Grandchildren, you know, computers. There's plenty of things to grab because there's not too much space to walk. But, you know, I'm going to go home and put on my leopard heels and practice, and I'm going to put on baby, and, yeah, just wonder if somebody would say that, you know, if they saw me walking from behind.
Wow, with all the junk I got in my trunk, they'd probably say, baby, please sit down.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people write that junk in the trunk now.
Oh, yeah, well, you know how it is. You know, sometimes you just get blessed. You know,
yeah.
I got blessed a couple of times, so it's all right.
All right. I got junk in my trunk, too, for Asian Japanese girl.
Hey, for the ladies with the junk in the trunk.
Hey. Baby.
Because they say
so anyway. What was the topic of tonight's show? No, did we?
I have no idea.
Miss Eleanor, you've been so quiet, right? You've been so quiet.
I haven't anything to share,
Mama.
I was really busy doing something.
Oh, see, now we know. See,
kind of.
I don't know what happened.
Well, you know, she's always working. She's always working. Mama Bear is on it. You hear me? From early in the morning to late at night, she's hitting them. She's hitting them hard, posting them, and she's dropping it like a tide. Okay.
I give them a few minutes to read it and give it a few minutes for some of them to get out of sight, and then I turn, go back on the computer and do it again.
You know what? But I think there's a strategy to that. I try to explain that to my children. You know, I think most of my children are on my Lady Flava page.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I have to explain to my children sometimes. My sons, they just ignore me. You know, my daughters pay more attention, you know,
uh-huh,
to me than
uh-huh.
my sons do online. But there's a strategy because different people come online at different times of the day or
mm-hmm.
different
exactly.
time zones.
Right.
So there's a strategy when your mama's posting, okay?
Yeah. Because some people don't get a chance to see it. By the time they get online, it's gone down, way down the other end somewhere, and they never, so I come back on like every few, you know,
yeah,
couple of hours, hit them with what I get, put on people's pages, about 25, go back,
right,
come back later, hit them with another.
Right.
15. Or...
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I had a new strategy when it came to the leopard carpet thing, if any of you have seen my leopard carpet flyers for Stephen and for Patrice Huffington in Nuwambe. So I have this new strategy. I'm going to post that because the way Facebook is now, that the picture just pops out. They're huge, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to post it out that way, and then I'll also create an event. But, you know, on the event, the picture's, like, really small, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I figured I'm going to post it out as the flyer, and I'm going to post it out as an event and just see what's going to catch whose attention, you know? Because if you know me, I'm gonna throw up something, again, leopard print. That's my thing. That's how,
right.
you know, Lady Flava's doing it again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hopefully you'll pay attention to what I'm doing and come and check out my radio show, so...
Mm-hmm.
Nope, see, we know what we're doing, huh, Eleanor?
Oh, yeah, we do.
We totally know what we're doing.
We know.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I want to thank all of you for hanging out with me, and finally, you know, it took Patrick, you know, to call in, you know, to get the ball rolling, but I love you for that, Patrick, because this turned into a great conversation, don't you think, my friends?
Yes, we love you too.
Yes.
So, you know, everybody practice your spiels of how you want to sell your product in 2012, and oh my goodness, let's just do it, baby, baby.
Oh, all right.
Because I'm ready for my eternally blazed basket.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though I'm single.
Once you get it, wait a minute, hold on. Once you get to the eternally blazed basket, you must find a partner, and if you can't, you always got yourself. But make very, very sure that when you get to the oil, you rub it the right way.
Ah. Rub it like that, huh?
No.
That's all I'm going to say for tonight. Mm. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, I agree. Bye.
And then we'll turn around the next day, and we'll listen to some good gospel music.
Yeah, amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, no, you did.
You said,
hallelujah.
Ooh. Ooh. What? Did I say something wrong with that?
No. I'm talking to...
Who are you talking to?
I was talking to Blaze.
Oh. Well, you know, when I get this basket, Blaze, I may just have to advertise for a date or something, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Date with Lady Flava and Eternally Blaze Basket.
We have to have a contest.
She's been practicing wearing her leopard heels.
Yeah, oh, definitely. But you have to have a contest for the most creative gentleman to come into play to win a date with Lady Flavor.
And oh, now that's neat.
So do you think anybody would take?
This is 2000.
Do you think anybody would try?
What?
You think anybody will try?
Get out there tonight and see how many you get, how many hits you get.
She probably get so many. She probably be like, I changed my mind.
I'm not gonna care. Can we make this a double date? Can my grandchildren come?
You have to handle that one by yourself.
I need you to do this so that you can be my endorsement on how well that the CD work together. You understand?
Okay.
Patrick got really silent. Patrick, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What did you say first? You know, because you got the inside track. I'm just trying to help a brother out. Unless you have
So if I had a contest, Patrick, to win a date with Lady Flava and the Eternally Blaze Basket, do you think I would get some people trying?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Would I?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody I know
got
women.
Please.
Everybody I know have women.
No, you know a lot. You know some men. They come on your show.
Do I know some men?
Mm-hmm. They come on your show. You got a lot of men that come on your show.
I know, but they all got women.
Are you sure?
Women don't have the basket.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll put it out there to all the single men, right? All the single men come to Lady Flava show and win a date. Well, Flava and the Eternally Blaze Basket.
But they have to exhibit some real talent. That's the key to winning this contest.
Mm-hmm.
We want to promote talent. So dig deep into your mind, your thought process, wherever you go, to bring out what you got to bring out and bring it. But bring your A game because your B game sucks. Okay?
Got to be the A game.
A game all the way, baby, all the way.
Hey, you guys got me over here like my cheeks are all just burning red and everything, you know. I'm like, where did I start here, huh? Sometimes I need to keep my thoughts in my head, not let them come out my mouth, huh? My mouth gets me into trouble sometimes.
I was all peaceful and quiet, and then, you know.
Well, you know, we need to bring, I mean, Eleanor, I was like, that's not even natural for you to be quiet when you're on the phone with us. I'm like, I think Stephen's got us on mute because he still looks like he's here.
He probably, if he's listening, he's probably cracking up. He's probably laughing.
He's probably crying.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I don't know those people on the phone. I know it.
Can y'all hear me?
No, you didn't. Hi. Are you paying attention to us?
I told you.
Hello.
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 Oh, y'all can hear me.
Yes, Daddy.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, whatever y'all having tonight, could y'all pass something this way?
It was in the punch. That's all I'm saying. It was in the punch.
Thank you.
So, were you paying attention to our marketing plans on product?
I've been paying attention to the last 10 minutes of this conversation. Yes, I have.
And what do you think?
I think y'all are on the right track. Y'all are on the right track.
But you know what I think? I need to find a shoe designer, right? I need to find a shoe designer that can design some leopard heels for me. That well, actually, leopard heels for, you know, Flava leopard heels, and have it put in pink, hot pink Flava on the heel.
Oh.
And then that'll be part of my marketing, you know, how to raise money for Flava News.
Better go, girl.
All right.
To sell them, you know, and then we can, you know,
Lady, don't do that. don't do that, okay?
Okay, so how about this? You know, how about this? I don't know if y'all do that out there, you know, but they used, you know, out here like California, you know, the low riders and everything, you know, they got the dice, you know, hanging from the rearview mirror. Mm-hmm. How about if I have little mini heels, leopard print little mini heels that say Flavor on it in pink?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That's better.
That's better, yeah.
What's wrong with the grown folk size leopard heels that say Flavor?
With the pink Lady Flavor on the heels?
No, just pink. It'll just say Flavor.
Just say Flavor on the heels?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that offline, okay?
Wow. That would cause an accident.
It might cause several different types of accidents.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man, you in my neighborhood, you have to have a disclaimer on your heels. Okay. I'm not over here by my And make sure that they glitter, too.
Ooh. Yeah, you might get some unwanted attention that way, maybe.
Okay, so unwanted. I guess we can't do the date with Lady Flavor and with the Eternally Blaze basket.
Oh yeah, y'all could do that. That's an excellent idea, actually. You can you know, have people like submit you know, examples of their talent and all that kind of stuff. And you could actually help, you know, have Blaze and Eleanor help you judge.
Oh, yeah.
That could be y'all could be like the panel on American Idol.
Well, how about you and Patrick judging, too?
Well, yeah, I'll be willing to do that, yeah.
Okay, that might be the goal for 2012, Blaze.
That sounds nice, though.
Sounds good to me. And you win this contest is over on your anniversary. So they have from now until then to November.
Okay. November.
The winner will be announced in November on your anniversary. They will be a guest on the carpet,
the leopard carpet.
And they will win the date with Ladies Play. And then we get to find out how the basket works.
Ooh. Can we do background checks on the guys, too, and everything?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Probably a good idea, yeah.
Background checks and
we don't want you to disappear all of a sudden. We don't know where you are.
Physical and all of that, yeah, they have to have a physical, you know. So come clean and come correct.
Interesting. Oh, gosh. I'll make sure that my daddy doesn't listen to this show, huh?
So
Stephen, it really was you and Patrick's fault that the show went this direction.
Excuse me?
Because, you know, I started out the show with Rub It Like That, and then we went into Baby Baby, right? So then we went to... So, you know, it's y'all's fault that it kind of...
Wait a minute. Following that same logic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if a fisherman baits a hook and drops it in the water and a fish bites it, is it the fish's fault or is it the fisherman's fault?
It's the fisherman's fault.
So it's your fault. Yeah, you did it. You started it. You played Rub It Like That. What is your input?
Yeah, hold on. I got you, Blaze. Wait a minute. But it was you and Patrick who created that music. So now it's back on your side of the table.
Well, and because, see, now you and Patrick chose the title of the tracks.
Mm-hmm. And the meaning behind it.
You know, it could have been called
The
Moon or
the meaning,
something.
The meaning behind the titles of the tracks is completely up to the person listening to the title and the music.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but you and Patrick chose the title of the tracks.
Okay.
You could have called it Blue Moon.
You. Yeah. So you're saying that the titles are slightly suggestive.
So you could have said Sand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. You know.
Well, I'm happy with the way mine make y'all feel.
I'm just thinking about it.
I wish I was at home so I could put them leopard heels on right now. Because I'm ready to start trying to practice walking.
Are y'all all in the same room tonight?
What?
Nah,
right.
But this has been an amazing conversation. I think that we did, even though we had a lot of fun, we did cover some bases about, you know, definitely being true to yourself and your music, and mm-hmm. also being able to make that music work for you. I mean, it's one thing to put it out there, that sound, that effect, and all of that, but it's also another thing to market it, to make it make money for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
exactly. You know, and you know, the thing is I'm glad that you brought the conversation back in, Blaze.
Okay.
You know, but you know, the beautiful thing is that, you know, I mean, we could laugh about this. You know, we could create visuals in just a conversation. You know, and for art to be able to be instrumental like that, that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Stephen's right. You know, the title, the experience of the music is left up to the interpretation of the listener.
Yes.
You know, and that's the other beautiful thing. You know, but it's to be able to just spend time, you know, with good people. You know, and talk about it and laugh about it and be silly about it or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. even though I am going to go home tomorrow and put on my leopard heels, you know, but, you know, it is in a sense, you know, that's where it took us, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that was fun. So I appreciate you guys, you know, allowing me to just, you know, whatever.
Oh, Eleanor?
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
You know, I get stats on my on the SJF Music Facebook page.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It gives me an email report. I think it's like every week or every 2 weeks or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But guess what?
What?
The last email I got said that traffic had went up 166.7%.
Oh,
wow.
What?
And that's because of you, dear heart.
Thank
yes,
you. Oh,
is.
My goodness.
That is because of you.
Wow.
Go,
I didn't realize that.
So I owe you a cheeseburger.
Okay. That's okay, as long as it's not a cupcake covered with bacon.
Hey, y'all didn't like my cupcake covered with bacon.
You know, that cupcake, you know, it made me want to try that because I heard, like, all kinds of stuff being wrapped in bacon now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was
oh,
a little
it was
much.
Good. It was so good. Y'all, oh, boy, y'all don't know what y'all missing. But, see, you don't eat the whole thing at the same time. You eat the bacon first, and then you eat the cupcake.
But then why wrap it?
Huh?
Why wrap it then?
Because it's just more.
Makes it interesting.
I don't know.
Huh?
It's more visual. You know what I'm saying?
All right, you work with that. Eleanor, you make him.
It's a man
supersize.
Thing.
Huh? Huh?
Eleanor, you make him supersize that old burger deal, okay? And make sure you get some fries and a shake. All right, baby girl.
It does show, you know, the hard work that Eleanor has put in, you know, has made a difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that means that people are paying attention. And that's what you
thank
want. You want people to pay attention. So good job.
Thank you.
I've got the split, guys. I got to get back to work here. But it was nice talking to y'all,
okay.
And I will holler at you soon, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say good night to everybody, too. I'm going to close out with one more track and then end the show. But I thank you so much. This was fun for me. You know, I had no idea where this show was going to go. But I thank you, you know, for the time.
No
back,
problem.
You know,
no problem.
It's amazing. You know, everybody's in different places in the United States. You know, none of us on the phone right now are in the same location, you know.
Right.
But for us to be able to come together and share this time like this was just amazing to me, and I don't take that for granted. You know, please know that everything that I do, you know, it's not about just, you know, shining the light on myself, you know, and Flava News Radio. It's about, you know, shining the light on you guys, you know, and whether it be through people recognizing Leopard Print or whatever, you know, it is to come to the shows and hear you guys. You know, that's what it's about. And so, you know, I love you guys. I appreciate and respect all of you so very, very much. And I thank
you
so much
for
becoming a part of, you know, my family, because I'm very, very blessed with you. So I want to thank everybody who listened to the show live, to those that come back and check out the archives. Just enjoy us. We're just being silly, but this is what music does. You know, art can take you to so many different places. And tonight just proved that with my favorite people on the line, from Stephen Jerome Ferguson to Patrick Domino to Eternally Blaze and Miss Eleanor Lynch, and you know Leah's listening in the wings here. You know, she didn't want to raise her hand, but I'm wondering what she's thinking about this conversation tonight. But anyway, I want to thank everybody who tried to get into the chat room and couldn't get into the chat room because there wasn't one. But you guys make my world work, and I thank you, and I'm very, very blessed that God put me on this journey with all of you today and tomorrow and into the future. So, as I close out this show, you know, just spread the word about what we're doing here at Flava News Radio. It's all about supporting underground independent artists. And as you can tell, there's some amazing talents that have come my way, and they deserve to have the spotlight shined on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to close out tonight's show with a piece by an artist that is going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me on January 19th. His name is Nuwombe, and I'm going to play his single track, which is called Unusual. Good night, everyone.
Okay, good night. Thank you, lady.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Night, please.
Good night. Love y'all.
Love y'all.
It's unusual. Bye. unusual for you to stop.
So lonely.
So lonely.